Chris Silverwood joins us after the three-day friendly. Chris, a drawn game, but plenty of positives, particularly from the younger element on the staff.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if we start with the bowling, you know, Jamie Porter is, you know, I mean, he shows he's really come on leaps and bounds this winter. He's worked really hard, you know, I mean, in all aspects of his game, but I think he's reaping rewards. So if he can take that confidence forward into this season, hopefully we'll get a great showing from him. And obviously, young Lawrence and Villani sort of coming in with the bat as well, and yeah, it shows what they've done. I mean, both of them been away and obviously grown in confidence over winter have been standout this game. So yeah, plenty of positives moving forward into this new season.
Yeah, and the other backup support as well, the people like Tom Moore as well, did it. Yeah, you know, look useful, dear. And there's nothing quite like getting out in the middle and carrying that form they've had in the nets, maybe out in the middle where it's really meaningful.
Absolutely. I mean, Tom again's been away this winter in New Zealand. He's come back. And he's grown in strength. He's put a bit of pace on, and he's just finding that consistency now. And once he does that, you know, obviously the confidence will grow as well. He'll be flying again. But it's, you know, I mean, if you look, there's youngsters out there now, there's Essex youngsters out there on that park, yeah. And it's great to see them coming through.
Yeah, and we saw, we've seen shades of Keisha Milani last year. Playing in the first team, did superbly well. Yep. Jamie Porter came in right at the end of last season, grabbed the opportunity, and they've carried that forward through the winter here. Dan Lawrence still waiting his first team senior chance anyway, yep. in senior cricket. I'm sure that's going to come pretty soon. For you and Paul Grayson as coaching staff, it's great options to have, isn't it, where you've got sort of 15, 16 players banging on your door saying, I deserve a first team place.
Yeah, and it's great, but you know, I mean, somebody as young as Dan is carrying himself so well and putting the yards in and getting the runs, because that's what you want. You want competition through the ranks. I mean, it's obviously friendly competition amongst them, but you need to be pushing all the time. And obviously then the squad gets stronger and stronger and better and better. But yeah, it's a great position to be in, that these youngsters are banging on the door so hard, and it's exciting times.
Yeah. One name missing because he's still, I'm sure, on the recovery road back, of course, Rhys Topley, almost describe him as a senior bowler now, but of course he's still very young. What is the latest update on his progress?
Yeah, he's started his back to bowling program now. You probably saw us in the middle, started doing a few jump gathers and bowl throughs and what have you. So obviously that's going to be a gentle return to bowling. It's a fairly conservative plan we've got him on, but at the same time, you know, we're practicing his skills, new white ball stuff, old white ball stuff, I mean, death bowling, red ball. So literally, while he's still gently coming back, we're still working the skills. So hopefully, once he is ready to go, you know, I mean, he's got some sort of form and to dive in. But yeah, I mean, you talk about youngsters, he is only still young, and you throw him in that mix as well. And, you know, I mean, hopefully keep them all together, and you've got a strong team for many years to come.
Yeah, looking very promising, isn't it? It's early days yet, but...
It is early days, and we get excited pre-season. But you know what? This time of year, I think we've every right to be excited. And we're looking forward to a good season.